7:52 on Connect FM and your morning connection for this Wednesday. It's time for a spring training update on the Pittsburgh Pirates, sponsored this morning by Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and in Falls Creek. They are making friends by accident. And on this Wednesday morning, we're checking in with Bob Walk, Bucks broadcaster and former Bucco pitcher from spring training in Florida for the Pirates. Hey, Bob, good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing very well. I trust that things are going well for you. Pirates are coming off a rest day, I guess, yesterday, but we'll be back at it. With a matchup against Baltimore today, about midway through. It's hard to believe just 2 weeks to go until the season opens for the Buccos.
Yeah, it's probably another week of, you know, guys just trying to get themselves ready. And the guys that are feeling they're ready right now, they want to go. They want to start tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But you do have some situations where decisions have to be made about players, and those will come down to the last week of the season, the ones that, you know, that we really wonder about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that this period when right now is starting to get a little more crucial for these guys to do well.
Sure.
The thing that really jumps out to me, like, really soon here, I think Friday's game, I believe, is against the Tigers in Lake. Clevenger is, I think, supposed to start that. Now, some in spring training, things can change, but he's penciled in to be the starting pitcher there. Now, he's opened up some eyes. He looks like he's healthy. He's got a track record of when he was healthy in his younger years of being a great pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how he does against the Tigers. If he has a good, clean game, and that might be something that sets him forward a little bit. And he's running out of time. Everybody that's in the competition for that five spot is running out of time.
Absolutely.
To separate themselves. So, that's kind of one of the, things you're looking at here. And, you can say the same thing about the third base position. Who's going to be the opening day third baseman? That's probably yet to be etched in stone.
Yeah,
every position, even when spring training starts on that first day, every position, every spot on the roster has somebody's name written in it, at least in pencil.
And so, yeah, for sure.
The manager, general manager, they go into spring training like, okay, guys, this is what we think. This is probably the guys that we're going to have make the team. Let's see if somebody changes our minds. And that's kind of the way spring training happens. But, you can't just show up with a clean sheet of paper and say, oh, well, let's find out who we're going to go north with. You know, there's a plan in place, from the very first day of spring training on.
Yeah.
They know who they want on their team, and they're going to go mainly with the guys that they picked early on, unless there's some trades or injuries or somebody just has an unbelievably good spring training, and you're like, we need to take this guy north because he's played himself onto the team.
Yeah.
That occasionally happens. But
yeah, we've seen it happen in the past, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it is definitely crunch time for those guys. Now, Bob, one guy that there's no doubt about is, of course, the unbelievable Paul Skeens, who, notched his Cy Young Award last year. He's pitching right now as the USA ace. We're talking about a young guy, still 23 years old. How can Paul get even better heading into this season?
I don't think he can. I mean, he just, threw four shutout innings for the USA. I mean, he is, just coming off the side, all he can do is, from this part of his career on, is maintain what he's doing. You can't get any better. You just keep going. Try to keep yourself healthy. Nobody has an answer as to what you need to do to stay away from arm injuries in this game.
Right.
A lot of that is, you know, already been set in your DNA. That's
true.
What I think.
True.
We'll see how it goes. I know that the off the field, in the clubhouse type stuff, I think that's still progressing. Although I think he's already put himself in position. He started this, I think, last year of being the leader in that clubhouse, the guy that everybody looks up to, and they in their minds are like, oh, there's the man, you know, right there. Even though he's so young, I had a discussion with somebody earlier this morning about this, and I said, you know, we everybody, you know, from you know the Mike Schmitz to this, you know, Pete Rose's, Bob Boone's, all those guys look to Carlton like that. Hmm. Like Steve Carlton was the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he was the house when he was on the field, or he was. And, you know, I see Skeens becoming that sort of player. Even it's kind of rare for a pitcher to have that kind of, you know, respect and chops.
Yeah.
But Carlton had it, and I see Skeens having that.
And that's amazing, being able to command that type of respect at the ripe young age of 23. But Mr. Skeens is definitely doing it. We're looking forward to what he's going to bring to the club. And Bob, we appreciate the time you've spent with us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you again on Friday. We'll talk about projections of what those starting five will be. We'll probably have a little bit of a better picture by Friday. So thanks again for the update this morning.
All right. We'll talk to you Friday.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Bob Walk for the Pittsburgh Pirates, a spring training update on this Wednesday morning on Connect FM. And glad to sponsor that spring training update on your morning connection today is Jim's Custom Collision in Dubois and Falls Creek. Jim's Custom Collision is making friends by accident.